Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast.
6.
5.
4. 3. 3. 2. 2. 1. 0. Ignition. A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 479, recorded on the 21st of July 2018. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iOS or Android app. You can also support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, Aldwin, and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Liam Carter. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl Hunt.
So I'm just fiddling with the new version of Skype here. So Jacob and I were playing around with it just before we launched the podcast. And yeah, I wanted to hate it, but it's not too bad so far.
I already hate it.
Yeah.
You hate it on my behalf, do you? I hate Windows for years, man. I will never go back to Windows.
No. This is Skype, not Windows. But it's the new Skype version. At least it brings back the option that we lost a while back, where if you were playing something on your computer, you couldn't hear it. That's right. And so that's why, for example, playing the intro for the last however many months, I've had my iPad plugged into the mixer, and which I still like the idea, and Boss Jock's still a very good app, but it's nice that. Yeah, Skype have returned that functionality. So we'll see how it goes. And so for all those of you that are sitting on the desktop version of Skype on Windows and sort of go, ha, 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 I'm on the desktop, it's going to disappear by early September. So you won't be able to log in. So if you're running version 7 point whatever of the desktop version and you just say, I'm going to sit on that because I don't like the new Skype, by around about early September, Skype is going to shut off the login so that you won't be able to log in using the old version. So you're going to have to come to terms with that, all you people out there. So, yes. But other than that, it's a cold, wintry, snowy day here in downtown Mansfield.
That's indeed. So, what else? How's your week been, Daryl? Anything exciting happened during the week, or
no? It's just a standard normal work week, and just as I say, it's just been cold, and there's been snow on the mountains, and Mount Buller's got tons of snow. They had so much snow though yesterday, they had to stop the traffic because they had to get snow plows in to clear the road up the top there. It was so heavy, but yeah, no, it's just a a good week, but nothing out of the ordinary.
So, okay, that's good to hear. Daryl, got nothing out of the ordinary, nothing
startling like or life changing I can pass on from this week.
There was something I was going to mention here, but I forgot what it was. I totally forgot. Something I sent during the week I wanted to talk to you about, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, well, we'll catch up, I'm sure.
Just try and remember what it was during the podcast. Let's go to Jacob. Welcome to the podcast, Jacob.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
what's been happening in your neck of the woods, mate? Anything exciting besides thunderstorms and rain and whatever?
That's about it.
Okay.
And cleaning house. Same old, same old.
Same old, okay. One day you will own a house.
Actually, I clean half of the house for my mom and dad.
I said one day you will be a good cleaner and own a house.
Hey, I already clean things real well.
Maybe you can go and stay at Aldwyn's place and be her cleaner.
Yeah, I need a cleaner.
How much an hour do you charge, Jacob?
Brad, okay.
$100.
Let's just get on with the show, Brad.
God. Anyway, let's go to Auden. How's your week been, Auden? Jake can't take any jokes.
He's hey, guys. My week's been great, thank you. And probably the highlight of my week was seeing the Gold Coast screening of a movie called In the Name of Confucius. It's actually a documentary. And the Canadian filmmaker was on the Gold Coast. She's doing an Australian and international tour at the moment. And very interesting film all about China's global push to educate Australian youth. And there's a lot of brainwashing around the whole communist thing that's happening that people don't even realize is happening. So it's a very interesting movie, In the Name of Confucius. And a lot of people have been wanting to shut this film down. So it was great to meet the Canadian director of this, who's actually from China originally, based in Canada now. She had to leave the country because she spoke out about this. And, you know, there's a lot of control still going on in China. As you know, Facebook, they're not allowed to have Facebook in China. So a lot of Chinese are on WeChat because of that and on other programs. So there's a lot of control that's going on around information and how that's spread in China. And so that was fascinating. So that was on Tuesday night on the Gold Coast. So check it out, In the Name of Confucius. Highly recommend seeing. It's a real eye-opener. So that was probably the highlight. And then I fly to Melbourne on Monday night. I'm going down for a two-day masterclass down at Skyway in Melbourne, if you know where that is. So that'll be fun. So I'll be down your neck of the woods, guys.
Awesome.
Next week.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Have fun in the cold river, Aldwyn. Make sure you wear something
warm. And it's a really hot day, by the way, here on the Gold Coast. I'm sitting in the sun, and it's glorious. It's beautiful here at the moment. So I don't mean to make you jealous or envious in any way.
Yes,
although
yes you do.
I must say, it's middle of winter here, and it feels like a summer day. It is absolutely glorious.
Are you actually on the beach right now?
I'm not on the beach. I'm actually sitting in a friend's backyard in the sun, and I'm just lapping up the sunshine on my skin. That vitamin D on my skin, it's just absolutely soaking it in right now. And so I've got a little outdoor office I've created out the back of my friend's place here in Labrador on the Gold Coast. And I'm probably about a 10-minute drive from the beach from here. So it is stunning. And it's the kind of weather you would actually go swimming in the ocean. I would have no hesitation in jumping into the ocean tonight. And I've got some friends coming over tonight having a little dinner party. And I've got some of my animal action leaders coming together for my animal action night up at the 12th annual event coming up on October 13. We're doing a fundraiser for horses this year. And Good News Day is coming up on August 8. That's coming up very quick, guys, only in a few weeks. And that's inspiring good news globally in the mass media to help decrease depression and suicide rates. So I've got that coming up too. So quite a few big projects on the horizon. So exciting times ahead.
That's good, Aldwyn. Good on you. Let's go to Liam. Welcome to the podcast, Liam.
Thanks very much for having me on the show, guys. I think I heard you say that you're up to episode 479. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, yes.
Congratulations. That's a rarity, I would have to say, in the podcast world to get to so many episodes. So well done.
Thank you. So, Liam, tell us about what you run a podcasting network.
That's correct. Here from, some mostly gloomy Adelaide, but it's a bit sunny at the moment, so we'll stick with that for now. But yes, I'm one part of the Auscast network. I have a business partner by the name of Andy who also runs it with me, and we're an Aussie podcast network. We pitch ourselves as Australia's coolest podcast network because it's pretty hard to disprove that. And yeah, so we've got currently 30 podcasts within the network and growing, you know, steadily, let's say that.
Okay. You might know Vincent Brown over there.
I can't say that I do, actually. What's he do?
He does Venturity.com. That's his website. He does does website stuff and that sort of thing.
Very cool. Well, I do a bit of that stuff in outside the podcast world myself.
Yeah, he told me about you. That's how we come across you guys.
Ah, okay. Very good. I was wondering how you heard about me.
Yeah. So thanks to Vincent for letting us know about what you guys do.
Yeah, good on you, Vince.
Yeah, good on you, Vincent Brown. Jacob, what do you want to say about that?
I wish he would cut the other parts off. But other than that, he's good.
What do you mean, other parts?
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I don't know, what do you mean by that? Jesus Christ, Jacob.
He won't shut up sometimes. That's what I mean.
All right, Darryl, go ahead, mate.
Who, what?
Go ahead, ask me a question. Go ahead.
It's like the podcasting networks, for those that are unfamiliar, like who just like consume podcasts. So what is a podcast network like for uninitiated?
So the way I'll often explain it to people, quite often I'll be talking to people about the network and I'll talk to them for an hour or so over a coffee, and then at the end of the conversation I'll say, so what is a podcast? So there's still a lot of people who are, still yet to learn about this stuff. But I guess the easiest way to describe it would be a little bit like it's like a Netflix for talk radio, if you like. You can listen to stuff at your convenience. You can stop it. You can pause it. It's there's a whole bunch of content on there. And the cool thing is it's all free.
Yep. And that's right. Like you say, like a Netflix type of podcasting.
That's right.
Yeah, podcasting went through, it's been around for 15, 20 years now, I think. Close enough to that, the earliest sort of attempts at podcasting. And then it sort of went quiet for a while. Now it seems to be making a bit of a resurgence again.
Most definitely.
Places like the ABC, and so if you listen to ABC radio or something and you can't see their listen to their radio program because you're working or something, you can grab stuff like that as a podcast.
Most definitely. And podcasting's a great medium. It's so versatile. I live in the city, but I'll often go out to the country where there is, here in South Australia, it's a big state, and there are areas where there's no phone coverage, not even any radio coverage, really. You can always download a podcast and listen to it to your heart's content while with no internet, which is something that is kind of, I find, really cool.
Yep. Yes, yeah, exactly. I sort of remember the earliest days, and a friend and I, when this is this dial-up internet, that's how old I am. It would take you 25. I mean, the idea of the podcast was it would take you about 25, 30 minutes to download it. So you'd download, and if you're going on a road trip, you'd download it and you'd burn it. We actually burnt them to DVDs and we'd put them in the car. and instead of playing music, you just played episode after episode. And I know it sounds really quaint, but I mean, a lot of people these days, just click on, they either don't subscribe or they just click on the link and play it because they've got internet fast enough to play it. But I mean, originally the format was for dial-up, so that you would just, iTunes would just tick away and download your favourite shows through subscription, and you come back half an hour later and start playing them.
That's right. I know this is your show and you're supposed to be asking me the questions, but can I just do a straw poll here? How do you guys listen to your podcasts?
Well, that's a good question, Liam, because. Actually, Darryl actually forgot to mention that in the intro.
I did do the apps. I did do the phone apps.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Yep. I know what you're going to get to. Yeah, I listen to mine via my phone a lot now, most of the time now.
Yes.
And I've got like apps like, Pocket Cast and Overcast. Yeah, Overcast and Pocket. I've got several apps because I like collecting apps, that's how I listen to them. And
Darryl, what's your question for you and for Liam and others, the other two? What's your favourite podcasting app? Mine's the actual default podcasting app on the phone. I don't mind that one.
Yeah, no, I like Pocket Cast. I like, or it's casts, I think, just not pocket casts, it's casts. I like that one. It's certainly very responsive, and, you know, as soon as, you know, only a few minutes most of the time, you know, when we've uploaded an episode of Tech Webcast, my phone beeps at me and says, you know, notification. And that's the other thing. It's the notifications. In the old days, again, you had to open up iTunes, and iTunes would go away and check all your subscription feeds and say, oh, yes, there's a new episode of Tech Webcast or a new episode of XYZ Podcast. Nowadays, with notifications on phones, and if you as soon as the new podcast has been uploaded, you get a beep on your phone to say episode 479 is now ready.
Yeah. What about you, Liam? What's your favourite podcasting app?
That's a good question. I'm an iPhone user, so I used to just use the built-in app for quite some time, and it was a good app. But I've got to say, in recent times, I don't think they've been keeping up, and. So being from Adelaide, Pocket Cast is actually made here. So I jumped onto the Pocket Cast bandwagon, but I'm looking for more in an app now. So I actually run more than one app. I actually have been using the Breaker app a little bit because I like the social side of it as well. I like to be able to share and send episodes, like, comment, all that kind of stuff. But I do keep the Pocket Cast app as well, just for my guilty pleasures that I don't want anybody else to realise that I'm listening to. So for my public listening, I listen on the Breaker app, and if it's something that I'm a little embarrassed to tell people that I'm listening to, then it's on Pocket Casts.
Yeah. What about you, Jacob?
Well, I don't listen to a podcast, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
Well, you were saying, I think a couple days ago, if someone had Podomatic, would you be able to move the whole library to the new server without losing any information?
Yes, you can do that. It's an RSS migration.
Okay. Would you be able to elaborate for some people that don't know what that is?
Well, I'll tell you in layman's terms, because I am not a tech expert, but this is how we basically do it. It's a bit like transferring over from a power company from one to another. So essentially the RSS feed gets duplicated, including all of the episodes and the subscribers, and basically is moved over to another server. Now, this can take a couple of weeks in some cases just to make sure that all subscribers move over. And with any technology, sometimes there's a few hiccups, but for the most part, it's a pretty smooth process. You keep all your listeners, and you start on a new server with all the same episodes that you previously had, your whole back catalogue.
Yeah, when I was mentioning that, because Brad has his techwebcast.info, he's got all the players and stuff on there. He's going to have to delete the old ones and put the new ones, but...
No, you don't. No, you wouldn't. Why would you do that? Because it still work if you just kept paying for the... Oh, yeah, you probably are right, Jacob. Yeah, you probably are right, because if I leave SoundCloud, then players won't work anymore, will they?
Oh.
The embeddable players you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they won't work, but we can give you another embeddable player that will, and again, it'll have all the same episodes on there. So you just need to drop some new code in to wherever you've got it.
Yeah, there's just going to be a lot of episodes to do. But anyway, that's all right. That's part of the...
That's part of it, yeah.
We'll sort that out. I really enjoy the podcast app on the Apple TV, which comes to hand. You can just go in the Apple TV and open up the app and play a podcast or Ask Siri. And which is pretty awesome. Alden, do you have any favorite?
A few of those pop up on the analytics, the Apple TV, and I always wonder who listens to podcasts on that. So it must be you.
Well, it must be me. Yeah, I listen to Mac Break Weekly and stuff, and them sort of shows, which is pretty cool. Alden, do you have a favorite podcasting app, or do you listen to podcasts?
I actually search on YouTube for most of the podcasts that I watch. Are usually video casts. I actually really like the visuals of a video cast, and so YouTube would be my favorite one. Although I have listened to some podcasts on SoundCloud in the past, so that they're the two main ones that I've used.
Yeah, definitely. I have to say, SoundCloud is pretty. I hope this is okay to say in front of Liam, but I absolutely do love SoundCloud because it's just really awesome to find new stuff on there, you know, especially music and that sort of thing. And I think it's an awesome, you know, platform.
That's kind of how it started, isn't it? It was a music thing initially, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've gone to podcast. SoundCloud sort of went to podcasting later because, I mean, as we've sort of chatted about in other episodes, and there's no real YouTube equivalent of podcasting, which in some ways is a good thing. I mean, YouTube is, you know, as Aldrin said, you go for videos, you go straight to YouTube. You know, like, and everyone searches YouTube, and YouTube seems to be the place for videos. Whereas podcasting, there are, you know, networks, and then people do it individually, and there's no one one ring to rule them all. Which in a way is good because YouTube, although it's great for watching videos and stuff, it can be very controlling, particularly for the content creators. And if you don't do the things exactly the way YouTube want you to do them, or if they change the rules. If you're trying to monetize your content, then it can be very difficult.
That's true. We hear a lot about the adpocalypse.
Yes. And all the and the smaller YouTubers who were getting monetized and then were stopped being monetized because YouTube didn't consider they were large enough entity. And so a lot of those people sort of, and I guess that then dents people's confidence in saying, well, why bother being on YouTube if they're going to do things like that to me?
Yeah, true. That's a good point, Darryl. Lynn, so how long have you been – when did this start, the Ozcast Network? When did it start?
The Ozcast Network. So we started out just podcasters. I still am a podcaster, and we were doing I was doing a podcast with a couple of friends who I'd worked in radio with. And we were just doing it as a bit of bit of fun. And a friend of ours who's also a radio guy said, I kind of want to do a podcast as a side thing, just as a bit of fun. Can you guys show us how you got it all set up and got it on the internet, et cetera? And we kind of had to do it anyway for ourselves, so we just did the same thing for our friend. That's Jared Walsh, by the way, who is the host of the Role Models podcast. And we got him online, and then kind of realized that without trying too hard, we've just created a small network because we were now helping more than one podcast. And after that, it was pretty organic. We had a lot of people just kind of asking us to help out, and we did that. And now we kind of keep our eyes out for the shows we want to have on the network. We're Australian. We're trying to be trying to get our content out there. So we try to find shows that fit the flavour. We are Australian, but having said that, we do have shows in the US and Canada and Hong Kong. It's an interesting mix. But we've been doing it for about 2.5 years now, and learning stuff still. So
what sort of if a podcaster came to you and they want to add their podcast on your network, what do they need? What sort of requirements do they need?
There's no hard and fast rule, but I guess it comes down to, you've either got to, the fact remains that most podcasts, 99.9% of podcasts, are really going to be only ever be a hobby. They're never really going to make any money. There's only that small percentage of shows that are going to be successful, and it comes down to a range of factors. So when we're looking at podcasts to potentially join the network, we would say, all right, is it a brand new show? Have you got episodes out? Do you even know how to make a podcast, or is this just an idea? And if so, it might be a case of them going away and coming back in 6 months, 12 months, once they've got something kind of substantial to kind of put forward. But, you know, if somebody has a large social media following, it's likely that they will be able to bring some of those listens over from their Twitter, et cetera, to the show. But that sounds really kind of cold and business-like. But the truth of it is, we're looking for shows that will fit our network and, you know, add something content-wise to the network. We want to put stuff out that people enjoy listening to. We want people to go to our website and be able to find a whole bunch of different stuff across a range of genres that they'll enjoy listening to, and that's really the main thing.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds great. And we're actually looking at adding Tech Webcast onto your network as well.
Yeah, if you guys are keen, we'll be happy to have you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, mate. That'd be awesome. So did you listen to our episodes at all?
I have heard a couple of episodes, yeah.
What did you think of them? What do you think?
It's good. You know, I like the. I think you you talk to your audience well. It's the kind of content that it pitches right at the people who would want to listen to your stuff. I think, and if that sounds a little bit vague, I guess it's you fit your audience. That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had a question the other day from Janice. She wanted to know about her iPhone battery, and we answered it actually on the podcast. So
there you go.
So, you know, questions always good answer gets answered on the show. Daryl, any last words or questions?
Oh, no. It was more, I was interested. I mean, if you were looking at we're running a podcast network, if you could sort of look at a crystal ball and because I know, say, for example, Google is trying to get into the podcasting sphere itself now. What do you see for podcasting in the next, say, 5 years or even less? Do you think any new trends that are upcoming?
Oh, look, it's all about, now that podcasting is so popular, it's going to be about integration into other mediums. And I know that sounds a little bit corporate talk, but to make it simple, it's really like it's going to be integrated into social media. You're going to have your VR. You'll be flying through some galaxy in your augmented reality suit, and you'll be listening to your favorite podcast. You'll be listening to Joe Rogan while you're cruising around on a car, in a video game. You'll be, social media again. As I said, I like that break wrap because it brings the social media element to your podcasting. And again, there's still a place to have your guilty pleasures in the podcasting world, but I definitely see it kind of infiltrating more and more mediums. It's going to be found everywhere. I think it's, smart speakers are going to be a big thing, although I'm not a huge... I don't know, you guys probably know a lot more about these than me, but I'm not a huge fan about this smart speaker stuff. It's a bit creepy for me. But having said that, it's perfect. It's a perfect thing for listening to podcasts on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, I agree. The smart speakers, the app, the HomePod and the Alexa and them sort of speakers there, you can just say, hey, Siri, play this podcast, and it plays and, yep. It's just convenient, just works and, Alexa, I've got one of them Alexa speakers. I use mine all the time. It just works great. It's good. Aldo, any last words before we say goodbye or whatever?
Yes, thank you, Brad. Yes, I have a few questions quickly. Now, first one is, what is the ideal length of a podcast, do you think?
My research and what I get told is that about 20 minutes, 25 minutes is ideal, released at least once a week. And some people tell me that Tuesday is the best day to release a show, although feel like Monday might be the best. I don't know. These things are, I think it's really determined by the type of content and your audience. But so, you can put those kind of stats out there. But of course, the biggest podcast in the world, like Rogan, goes for 4 hours and has 10 minutes of ads on and, comes out 3 or 4 times a week. So that kind of blows that whole equation out of the water. So, but I would, if I was telling somebody who's starting a podcast and wanted to try and get the most out of it and put their best foot forward, I'd say, between 20 and 30 minutes, maybe, weekly release, something like that.
And Monday or Tuesday, you said, is that during
early
the day?
Early in the week. I feel like early in the week is good, especially if it's going to be something of like, if it's a tech podcast like you, if it's a marketing podcast like you, if it's business-related, something that people are going to listen to during the week, definitely. If it's more entertainment-based, you might be able to get away with a Friday release. At the end of the day, people listen to it when they want to, and that's one of the cool things about podcasts. But, there's no real rules. It really just comes down to what kind of content you're releasing and what your audience is. But definitely keep them short.
Okay, and what do you think about video casts versus podcasts versus pure audio? So video interviews versus audio interviews? Or chat?
They're both got their own thing, don't they? I mean, there's certainly video has got that visual element that, that works so well. But I guess with podcasting, because it's passive, you can do something else while you're listening to it, especially a long-form interview. I guess it's one of the reasons Joe Rogan is so popular. You can listen to those really in-depth interviews while you're mowing the lawn or driving the car, et cetera, which is something you obviously can't do or you shouldn't do while watching videos. But of course, video is a great medium. I mean, YouTube is a site that I'm on myself kind of every day. So I definitely enjoy both.
Okay, thanks. Excellent.
Yeah, I guess one of the things to think about in the back end of that is that from a content producer's perspective, while YouTube is a great medium for people who are consuming the media, it's possibly not as good a proposition as it has been previously for content creators, for the reasons we kind of mentioned before about, you know, the adpocalypse and the fact that, you know, Google can change the rules at their whim and it can sometimes affect smaller content creators.
Yes. Okay. And what have you seen since you've started? What are some trending topics at the moment that are hot in podcasting world?
Oh, look, I mean, if you want to make a podcast, if you're going to try and pick a genre, for example, of podcasts that's going to be popular, then I would direct you straight to true crime because people can't seem to get enough of that stuff. It seems to be all of the biggest podcasts, with the exception of a few, seem to be in that genre. So I definitely think that true crime is going to remain one of the big kind of genres in the market. And you'll even see now that a lot of the big TV and radio stations, they're trying to jump on board now, probably a little bit too late, but definitely true crime. I see a lot more of the events in the podcasting world getting bigger and bigger. We've got a podcast movement coming up very shortly. In fact, we at Ozcast Network run the Adelaide Podcast Festival, where we kind of run some live events for podcasters to be involved in. So, yeah, I think it's just a matter of podcasting becoming more mainstream. There's lots to talk about. I guess I could sit here all day, but I guess that's some of the thoughts that I've got.
Awesome, Liam.
Thank you.
Anything else? Alderman, you want to mention where you can get hold of you, Liam? Alderman, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's great. I really enjoyed that. Thanks, Liam. Yes, you can contact me on Google. I'm Googleable. You can go Alderman Alternay or Media Queen. You'll find me on Facebook, Twitter at Alderman, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Instagram, Alderman Alternay _ Media Queen at Instagram. On YouTube, I've got a YouTube channel, Alderman Alternay, and also my website, aaxpose.com. And anyone who wants to support Good News Day can go to facebook.com/ The Good News Day and help uplift people's spirits with more good news out there. Thank you, Brad.
Awesome. Alderman, have you got, you've been getting a lot of tweets from Venturity of it all about the Emoji Day?
Yeah, I've seen some of those. Yeah, I love emojis. Yeah, loving that. Awesome.
That's awesome. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Olson Tech Webcast. Also, patreon.com/TechWebcast. Sign up for $1 a day, whatever, $1 a month. It's only very cheap. Daryl, what about you?
You can get me on Twitter's at Learnscape, and I'm on Facebook, and also I'm still on Google Plus, talking about Google Plus. Daryl.
I actually said hi to you on Google Plus.
Oh yeah, I'll have to. I did see that because it's rare that I actually get any engagement. I usually just post photographs, my photographs up on Google Plus.
I'm never really on that.
And it feeds through to various other things, but there is still a solid community, but it's not like, you know, it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of, say, Facebook. But there are still people and I think a lot of people have gone behind groups and community groups within Google Plus. So it's not so much, you know, the feed, the standard feed. It's the people have created a lot. There's a big Apple group on Google Plus, and it's got 600,000 or some, or 60,000, people in that group. So they're still there. But
I was going to say something real quick, Daryl. If you want to watch a good house tour or whatever, check out Everything Apple Pro. He's put out a new video. I swear to God, mate, that's a must watch.
Yeah.
Right, Jacob?
Yes.
Yes, it's a must watch. You would watch it. Go watch it after the podcast.
Yes, okay. I will. Once we've uploaded the podcast, and I will.
Watch it whenever you want. Let's go to Liam. What about you, mate? Can they hold you, Liam, if they want to get hold of you, mate?
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks firstly for having me on the show, guys. I really appreciate it. Punch in Ozcast into Google, AUSCAST into Google, and you'll find the Ozcast network there. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And if you want to see what I've been listening to in the podcast world on the Breaker app, check that out. My handle on that is @podcastfiend. So jump on there and say good day. That'll be cool. But thanks again for having me on the show, guys.
No problem, Liam. Good to have you on the podcast, mate. Come back on any time if you want to.
Cheers.
Hey, you may even want to co-host one day again on here. Hey, and mention your podcast too, Liam, before you go. What podcast do you do?
Okay, so I do a couple of podcasts. So one's called Incredible Adventures in Marketing. Yep. We haven't done a show on that one for a little while, but that one's coming back soon. And the biggest show that I do is, well, for the grown-ups only out there, it's called The Bad Cast, 18+. Don't listen to it on speaker in front at work or you might get a written warning, but it's a comedy show and we have a bit of fun, tell some jokes, tell some lies, and try to keep everyone entertained for about 20 minutes at a time.
You should get Jacob on there one day. He's pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he'd be good.
He said some really bizarre stuff before on the podcast.
Enigmatic is the word. Enigmatic. That's the word. The sort of word of the day.
Thanks, Liam, for being on the podcast, mate. You're a champion, and we'll let you know about the us being on there very shortly.
Cool, guys. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. Let's go to Jacob. Where can I get hold of you, mate?
That's about 32669. And do not say the other part.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And you can also follow me at Tech Webcast.
Cool,
mate. That's about it. Daryl, you and Jake want to say something that's funny at the end?
Oh, no. It's just that Jacob and I were battling using the new version of Skype. So if you haven't got it downloaded, it's actually not too bad.
Who won out of that?
Is it Jacob? Not
one out of that.
I'm going to actually throw in emojis at Brad.
Yeah, so you can
I'm trying to record a podcast here, Jake. I haven't got time to read my messages, mate.
It's not in the messages.
I can't read Skype, mate. I'm trying to record a podcast. I can't look at stuff. I'm trying to keep an eye on the podcast.
Yeah, it's the new Skype version has if you've got the Skype window fully open and you put emojis, it actually appears right in the middle of the screen. So if you open up if you open up Skype to the full window, it'll actually, and someone throws in some sort of emoji, it pops up on the full, because all the if you've got a group call like we've got at the moment, everybody else's icons are in the top right of the screen, and there's this whole big chunk of real estate in the middle, and so the emojis and stuff tend to pop there. But you're right too; those of us recording the podcast tend to be watching, watching Audacity,
Jacob,
with a beady eye.
Take notice of the podcast, mate. Please don't message during the podcast, and please don't ask me to look at your effing bloody emojis.
You two are like married couple.
Yeah, I know they do, don't they? All they're like the two guys out of the Muppets. They used to sit up in they'd be sitting there going, "Oh, I don't think that'd be true, Gordon. I don't think not about that." Yeah, so they're like that. Even though they're thousands of kilometres apart, it's as if they're in the same room.
Yes, there's a real loving relationship going on here, I can hear.
Yes. But they do like each other, people.
Jacob, what do you want to say about that?
I'm throwing you emojis on the main screen.
So I think with that in mind, I think we better wrap this podcast up. Because remember what we were discussing, that a podcast should do is sort of good lengths for podcasts, and we'll end up stretching it out to 50 minutes or something again.
That's right. Thank you, Liam.
It's always fun.
It's always the fun. So from everybody at Tech Webcast, a big thank you, firstly, to Liam for being on the show today, and also thank you for our patrons who support us each week at patreon.com/techwebcast, and we'll see you all again for another episode.
And thank you to you too, Daryl, for what you do too, mate.
Oh, no problem.
I won't say what it is, but you do help out a lot and appreciate that.
No problem at all. So we'll all see you again next week for episode 480 of Tech Webcast.
Party time.
See you then. Bye. Oops. I was going to do that. My iPad went black, so here we go.
Shit.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Climbing nicely, Mr. State. Roll program initiated.